Joe Badass Gamer.
Welcome to Local Programming Podcast. I'm Marcelo.
Oh, me. I'm the Mr. T Experience.
Today we have super special guests, starting with
Isabel.
All right.
What up?
Isabel 69. And we also have
Zero Dark Anthony.
There we go.
Represented by this giant pink square that says AR on the screen.
What's that for?
It says Arriba.
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 Oh, what's your never mind.
I couldn't even tell you, dude.
You have to write it down somewhere?
Yeah, pretty much.
With your password and shit.
Yeah, I just let the computer remember everything for me.
That sounds good. Okay, Skynet.
I don't do anything important anyways, dude. So it's not a big deal.
That's what they all say. So what's up, everybody?
Won't even show me what his username is. It's creepy.
Isabel? I got it all covered.
What's wrong?
That felt good, drinking water. Hydrating myself.
That drinking water sound?
That drinking water felt good?
Yeah.
Do you know who drinking water is?
No.
The band? You never heard of drinking water?
Oh, wow.
Our favorite band?
They're my favorite local band, yeah.
That aren't local anymore. They're just local and they have new CDs, it seems like.
They're local.
They're big time now.
I didn't say they're local Yuma band.
Oh, okay.
But they're local.
I got you. I see what you're, where you're going.
They're from Yuma, and they branched out a little bit, and they went around and ended up in Las Vegas.
They're in Vegas at the moment?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah. I don't know. Actually, I kind of stopped keeping up with them. But
how are they your favorite band?
They're a local band.
They're not even in Yuma.
But they don't have, like...
He means that they're not, like, regional band. They're just local band.
Well, the thing is, they're not a band that, like, updates their shit, like, every fucking week and month. You know what I mean? They release music when they can. So...
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite drinking water track, Anthony?
I don't even know the title of them.
H2O. Yeah.
And I don't really listen to him really at all.
At all.
Yeah, I think what he's trying to say is that a New Breed of Kid is his favorite track. Yeah. I think that's
not Time Machine.
No. Time Machine is my personal favorite. If you can catch them, Isabel, they're gonna be here sometime in November.
Seriously? No,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, no shit. They're gonna be down here for their new release, CD release.
Where at?
Elmet? I want to say Elmet.
Yeah, I think it might have been, actually.
I don't even know.
You get VIP
Elmet. You don't remember where Derailed used to be?
Hey, he had a question.
I
for
never
you.
Lived here.
What's up?
Do you get VIP treatment when they come into town?
I don't know. I'd probably get a free CD. I don't know about VIP.
You know, backstage passes.
I mean, what? They're going to take me to their van and fucking. They're going to take me to the van and get me all fucking fucked up.
That's about it.
Yeah, right?
They're playing.
I drink a water.
They're playing, before the show or after the show?
Yes.
They're playing San Luis on November 27th, San Luis, Sonora on January or November 27th, and in Yuma, Arizona on November 28th.
Yeah.
I could do it.
You should check them out.
And
what kind of madness is this like?
It's like ska punk. Ska punk.
You know, in all reality, I didn't get a chance to give them a fair shake because of the position that I was in when I was listening to
That's true. Anthony was very rushed in his enjoyment of Yuma.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was very on the clock.
Okay. Ew.
Excuse me?
my former boss, ew. He wrote sexy on that one picture I posted. Like, get the fuck out of here. Ew, that's gross. I'm sorry, that's just gross.
What does that have to do with drinking water? And the drinking water sound? I'm just kidding.
He needs to quench his thirst.
No, but here, when you ask me what kind of music do they play?
You said ska and
yeah,
what?
But it's funny because every time someone asks them personally, they'll say, we play ska, punk, and they'll say something like desert punk, and then they'll say my favorite. Whoop your ass. Whoop your ass is this genre of music that they play.
And it's so like legit genre.
Yeah, it is. It's legit, man. No, dude, I love those guys. They're cool.
Do you know them personally?
Yeah, of course.
Like, you went to school with them?
I know them because we did Track 74. And so
I could play a song if you wanted to.
I'll throw it in there in the podcast. Okay. So if you listen to it.
All
right. But we met them through Track 74. Letty hooked us up. She originally knew them first.
We met them before Track 74.
We met them before Spotlight. I wasn't tight with them until Track 74.
Hey, are those on the Track 74 YouTube page or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's weird? The fucking Facebook page has been getting a lot of views. Have you seen that?
I noticed.
And what is all that?
Likes too.
What is?
I fuck if I know.
What are views though? What are the views?
People looking at shit.
I didn't know we can track views.
Yeah, it's all in the insights.
How come local pride doesn't get views? That's a bigger question. That's a bigger question.
Other than me, and that's just not out of the ordinary enough to check it out.
I guess Facebook has like given up. Like, oh, Anthony's always going to be here, so we're not going to update you on that.
Like, five people saw the post of this week's episode.
I was one of them, I think. I don't know. Or I might have just got the email, and then I just went to the episode.
We're in decline, man. We're broke. It's because nobody wants to fuck with us anymore.
I would.
Well, no, we did good. The week of October 7th, we had 50 organic people that like stumbled on us.
What episode was that?
Did this turn into the funeral episode?
I don't know. I don't know. What was October 7th?
I don't know.
Let me go back.
I've slept since then.
Nice.
I couldn't tell you what happened yesterday.
October 7th was, I don't know, I challenged you to listen to episode 32, and Anthony said, who won the suck-off?
Yeah, that was a good episode.
Which one was that? That was that out in the yard?
Yeah.
Roll around with Manny and Sad Dan.
So did you find any gold in there?
I didn't.
Oh, I saw you were digging.
I know, but...
I was like, the 49ers are back.
What does that mean?
Digging for gold.
Gold diggers.
I get it now.
Because you were picking your nose.
But he ain't
you
saying,
get?
He ain't saying she's a gold digger.
But I ain't bursting with no broke or bro.
But you ain't fucking with no broke nigga.
You said it.
Isabel, you can say nigga. It's not a crime.
She was doing the radio.
I'm not black.
So what?
So?
She was the Power 98 version.
Oh. But I ain't messing with no Mr. Falcon. Oh, shit. So what's new, Anthony? What's new over there in Chicagoland?
Well, I'm in Indiana, and I haven't been to Chicago.
You know what I mean?
No, there's a huge difference to me.
What's new in better weather than here land?
Oh, man, it's been like 42 degrees at night. Ooh. I leave the heat off. It gets to about 50 degrees in the house. It's fucking beautiful.
Your balls don't stick when you wake up in the morning.
Oh yeah, like it's just marvelous. A thing of beauty.
I'm more of a personal problem, but you know,
you speak from experience.
I do.
You just talc them; they don't stick.
You just talc them right.
Where
here.
Do they stick talc. To the side of your legs?
Yeah, to my feet usually. To my
thighs.
Usually stick to my feet, like right next to my ankles. And that's just the shaft.
I didn't know you had knee slappers too.
Your mama.
Yeah. Isabel, Travis, what's up with you? 62-year-old balls. 62.
Mm. 62.
Mm.
62, Travis.
Yeah. Nothing's up with me.
Nothing's up with you?
No.
Where do your balls stick, Isabel?
Good question.
In my man's mouth. I'm just kidding.
Okay. So this is a... okay.
I'm just kidding.
So what? tell us about your boyfriend. Since the last time you were here, I didn't think you... No, yeah, you mentioned him, but... Tell us about him.
Okay. Well, it's actually, like, from the first time, like, that I was here, when I talked about, like, hanging out with a dude.
Uh-huh. That was
after,
him?
After the Saturday. Bad date. Yeah that's
night.
Him.
He's the Saturday.
This is Saturday night.
He's the cool...
Okay.
Yeah, like I had
he's
a bad
not the guy that like didn't buy shit.
No, the what the ass. Fuck? Fuck okay. That guy. Okay. Fuck you, Brian.
Yeah, fuck you, Brian. What's his last
treat
name?
Him like dirt, no. Stick to you like
yeah,
mud.
Put him on blast it.
But. Oh, no, I can't say it. Never mind.
No, go. Come
no,
on.
I can't say it because you'll know.
Say what?
Nothing.
What?
But
no, no, you can't leave us hanging. No, wait a minute.
Is that even English?
Now we're just gonna assume it's someone we know.
Well, what happened?
It is.
See?
I mean, it was.
Who is it?
It's Roy.
No.
It's Roy.
It's Roy, yes.
Oh, that's gross. No, what were you going
to
say? You
can't leave a thing. Me in the car. No, yeah, it is not someone you know, but you, like, met him before.
Did you say bang me in the car?
Yeah, he, like, we were making out, and then he was like, let's go to your car. And I was like, okay. And we walked, I got to the car, and then I was like, how about no? And he was like, okay.
And then what happened?
And then I was like, bye. And then I started texting my boyfriend, and I was like...
Wait, you went out on a date while you had a boyfriend?
No, no, no. Like, he's my boyfriend now, but he wasn't my boyfriend then. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
Stop!
I don't fucking know what you're saying. Okay, so who was it? Just tell us.
I told you. Who? It's the kid. Like, his name is Brian, and you might have known him. And
no, but why were you saying right now? Why are you being all, like, defensive right now?
No, Brian was the shithead. Who's the other? Yes.
Who's the real boyfriend?
Why were you saying, you've met him before?
You don't know my boyfriend.
So who's the other guy we've met?
The shithead, yeah.
Who's that?
See, Anthony knows. He's, like, all in.
I don't know. I don't even know. Anthony, what do you know?
He knows
I don't know shit. I'm just listening because I'm doing things here that make me focus.
Well, definitely glad we switched this from a video call to a voice call.
I wanted a video, but okay. That's cool,
turning,
man.
This fucking computer towards you, though.
So you text your boyfriend. What'd you tell him? Hey, I'm all hot and bothered.
No, we were texting already.
Or like, the before he was your boyfriend, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, we were texting already, like during the date.
Oh, with the shit, other dude. Damn. So you are already cheating on. On the other guy?
No, fuck that guy, man. It was
yeah, crazy. What if the other guy, like, blew you away with the date? Like, what if he took, you mean?
Yeah.
No fucking...
No, because, no, it was, like, towards the end of the date. So, I already knew this wasn't going to go anywhere.
Yeah, I think we established...
more clarification. You're saying things that aren't establishing anything with the backstory.
No, no, no.
I'm getting confused.
That was the whole thing, because wasn't the bad guy, he, like, fucked it up right away. Like, when you guys went to dinner, like, made you pay, and then you went to a movie or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, okay, so, like, I got there late, and he was like, I already bought my ticket, now it's your turn. And I was like, okay.
You know what? Like, after hearing that, I can't even be mad because I wouldn't buy your ticket if I wasn't 100% you were going to show up.
No, like, I had texted him. I was like, let's meet up. And he was like, okay. I was the one who, like, initiated everything. I was the one who was yeah.
Marcelo just pulled out 6 pounds of candy corn.
Yeah, so that's pretty much what happened. And then he was just, like, a shithead, like, the rest of the day. It was really... Not but shut up.
No, sorry, 35 servings of candy corn.
Oh my god.
But what happened? So then you banged him up?
No.
Alright, where are you? Alright, go ahead.
What do you want me to say?
No, continue, my bad.
I don't know, I left off. This is for Anthony.
Oh, go ahead.
I mean, he got it. I think he got it.
I will pretend that I got it.
There you go.
Bird up.
What are you doing to that?
Bird up.
I human centipeded it.
Okay, that's what I thought.
The worst show on television.
Do you keep in contact with Brian?
No, but like after the date, I hung out with my boyfriend or my current boyfriend, whatever.
Man, you went fishing that night, huh?
Oh my gosh.
I just got done with this date. I'm going to go on another date.
It was... Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go on my fourth meal date.
Well, it was just so bad. I just wanted to redeem it. And, like, I mean...
I won't have to buy food all weekend.
Exactly.
That's what's up.
Well, yeah, except for the fact that the fucker didn't buy food the first one.
That's I know, true. Cheap-ass. Cheap-ass Brian.
Cheap-ass motherfucking Brian.
Fuck that guy.
Anyways. I don't know where I left off, but... Yep.
You text your boyfriend.
You went on your fourth meal date.
You said Taco Bell.
No, we did Jack in the Box. Because that was closest.
Okay. You don't waste no time driving.
Mm-mm. No, I mean, I had to work the next day. And I hung out with my boyfriend. And then he texted me, Brian texted me, and he's like, let's hang out. And I was like, my family's over, I can't, sorry. And then he never texted back, so I was like, all right. I mean, I didn't want him to, so. Yep, yep.
Sounds like fun.
It was.
What movie did you guys see?
Fast and Furious 7?
I don't remember if I asked that before or not. Did I? Let me check with the historian here. Did I ask that
before? We're getting a refresher,
The Rock didn't get you all hot and bothered?
Yeah.
No, because it was the second time I had watched it. And I actually think it's a terrible movie.
Why would you go see a movie for the second time?
Because we were...
You had to pay for it then.
I know. God, I fucked up.
God, I think I've seen like 2 movies in theaters ever. Like twice, I mean.
Like, Gordo saw fucking Resident Evil a shitload of times, but he didn't pay for it not once.
Of course not.
No, I'm probably won't. I went to Harkins too, and I still didn't pay for it.
Wow. Would you jump the turnstile?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you bald just in that one spot?
It's like a birthmark.
What?
It's like a birthmark.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
You just like messed up.
No, I swear to God, it's like
it's always been there.
It's always been there. Look,
isn't it always been there?
Yeah, it's been there forever since like I can remember.
She's touching his bald spot.
Hey, I can't see it.
She's touching. I was telling you, she's touching his bald spot.
The story I always make up is that you know when like you're born and sometimes the doctors use pinzas. That they use the pinza and they put too much pressure on the side of my head right here.
That wouldn't like stop your
hair. It was a shoehorn.
They were shoehorning my ass out. They were using the Slim Jim to get me out. I don't know, man. I've had it forever, though. Yeah, you just haven't noticed it, but yeah, it's been there. I mean, Travis knows it's been there forever.
It's kind of turned into a wrinkle in my forehead, but my grandma put a huge gouge in my forehead when I was like a week or two old with her diamond ring.
Oh my gosh. How did that happen?
Sounds like you had that coming to you.
Ooh.
I was like a week old.
Oh.
Yeah, you were probably an asshole baby.
What if you shit on your hand or something?
No. Well, hey, it wasn't that much longer than my parents let me fall off the changing table.
Oh my gosh. Did no one care about you?
Oh, so you could have been black, but the fall changed everything?
You could have been a little black boy. Or a little colored boy.
I'm really not getting this.
Okay. You know what's funny? I like that when I open this up, the Directive 5, that the first thing is drinky poo.
What's your to-do list for podcast day?
It is drinky poo.
I do need to go get another drinky poo.
The first thing I wrote here ever was drinky poo.
And then what?
And then pet peeves in the list of shit.
What's the last thing you've written in there?
Last thing? The last, absolute last thing.
Frothy urinal cakes.
No, the last thing I wrote here was Joe Badass Gamer.
Yeah. What? What's the explanation?
Me and Anthony, we play online, PSN, a lot.
Really?
Yeah, in case you didn't know. And sometimes you run into, gamer tags that are just fucking stupid and they stick with you. And we saw that one. Well, sometimes, names are just, like, stupid, like X fucking V49. You can't remember those. And, we ran into one guy named Joe Badass Gamer. And we just were, like, capping on him the whole time. Like, oh, I'm Joe Badass Gamer. Like, imagine when he has to tell people his screen name or his gamer tag. Hey, what's your gamer tag, man? Oh, it's Joe B-A-D. He was not going to say Joe Badass Gamer because it fucking sounds retarded.
Maybe that's my gamer tag.
You know what? I wouldn't doubt it, but
Travis would put a 187 at the end of his.
I didn't think you'd change it from Boob Squeezer 69. So.
Yeah,
true. Gotcha, but
yeah, you know me.
But yeah, that's what that came. I wrote it down just so I wouldn't forget it.
Did you add him as a friend?
No, I should have though.
Then block him immediately.
I think I will. Screenshot it real quick. You play any games, Isabel?
No, not really.
What do you do in your spare time?
Phones. I work and go to sleep and watch movies.
Yeah.
Nice.
What kind of movies?
Usually Redbox. Just like
That's becoming a genre. Yeah, I like action, hard, Redbox,
Netflix,
Netflix, chill, sex, mostly the sex. Blackbuster? What'd you say? Blackbuster? Is that what comes after?
Blackbuster.
Blockbuster in day.
Netflix. I went to Hastings the other day and they didn't have a game I was looking for.
What game?
What a tragedy.
What game?
Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
When did it come out?
Like 2 weeks ago.
What the fuck?
And they don't have it at all for rent.
Or for sale.
The guy's like, you know what? I don't know, man. That's all he said to me. I was like, at least you're honest, dude. He's like, yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe come back like in a week. I was like, nah, don't worry. Fallout will be out.
So. Maybe you should go buy Game Crazy.
I miss that place.
Wait, but like, you buy them or do you rent them?
I was just gonna rent that one because I have no interest in buying it, like owning it. Okay. I only buy the games I know I'm gonna play for more than like a month.
I saw some like 8-year-old kid wearing a Game Crazy shirt the other day, and I was like, what the fuck? You're not even old enough to really know that store.
It's called Goodwill.
Yeah, true. Good point.
No, well, was it the logo? Game Crazy logo?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
It was, yeah, it was like a Game Crazy shirt.
It wasn't like those Game Crazy, you know, like, I'm Game Crazy.
No, it wasn't.
Would yours say Gay Crazy?
No.
What would yours say, Isabel? Cheetos Crazy?
Actually, yeah. It would. I've ate so many Cheetos. Like
I have a friend who can't eat those or else he'll have diarrhea.
Exactly. Yeah, that happens to me still. I mean, interesting. I think I like...
You can't eat them at all or else you'll fucking just...
Yeah.
There's like, there's shit everywhere. You know what I mean?
There's shit everywhere.
And red shit to boot.
Yeah. But I like them too
much. What's the worst like anal leakage you've ever had? Like diarrhea. Like what did you eat? Raw fish or something?
It's always fucking Chipotle.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah, I get like
you just offended
shits.
Travis.
No, I didn't.
No, I love Chipotle, but it's just like my booty don't.
You stick it up your ass?
Yeah, of course.
That's not how you eat it though.
But it tastes better.
Wouldn't that be some shit?
What sets your stomach off?
Try it.
You guys ever had a manta?
Manta raya.
Yeah, that shit.
Really?
Don't, yeah, that shit don't sit with me. How do you say that shit in English?
Manta ray?
Yeah.
No.
It is.
That's no, how you say it's the meal, yeah, though. Say it. I know, but it's the prepared dish. It's not just manta ray.
La manta raya?
Yeah. It's,
El sure. manta rayo?
It's like a fish fucking gumbo, almost.
It's not fish, it's manta raya.
Whatever. But it's not just the fucking fish. It's the...
Sometimes they have shrimp in it.
It's like vegetables, yeah, shrimp...
Carrots, olives, yeah, olives,
Caesar's
olives?
Yeah, it sounds like gumbo to me.
So it looks like either somewhere between gumbo and jambalaya to me.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Jambalaya. It's that shit. That shit doesn't sit... No. Like my ass will, like, blow up.
Like that?
That's about right, yeah.
Okay.
It'll come out darker, though. It'll almost look... like what? That's the only thing that'll look like what I ate.
That's funny.
Have you guys ever had that?
No, with mantarraya.
I've only had jambalaya.
I never even heard of it.
I'm sure you've had it, Anthony, but maybe the name is throwing you off.
We should mail it to you.
Oh, check your freezer.
Check your freezer.
I'll check my freezer. The fucking
food. Maybe it's behind the chili.
Yeah, probably.
It is the chili.
And the chili cheese fries that Johnny sent for me to put in the freezer for you.
What about you, Travis?
I was just trying to verify which one it is because I figured out it's one in particular. There's one of the blue food dyes that apparently it's like totally common for this to be the case, but it's one of the FDNC, you know, food dye colors. I'm trying to see.
Sounds like a white person thing.
No, I think it's blue one. Let me see.
Yep. Definitely a white person thing.
Blue 5 really fucks me up.
Yeah, it's that blue 5.
Yeah, okay. They call it Brilliant Blue FCF, but it's blue 1 if you ever look at
blue
food dyes.
It tears my asshole up.
No, it's blue 1. It's a food coloring.
It's blue 1.
Oh, yeah, those food colorings fuck me up, man. Let me tell you.
No, seriously. Like, because they use it a lot in, like, cereals, like, Fruit Loops, the Crunch Berry cereal.
Oh, just like the colored ones?
Yeah, and Lucky Charms is the other one. Like,
so you hate colored things, is what you're saying.
No, it's just blue. But it's actually, it's made from petroleum. Your body can't digest it or break it down. So
wait, does that happen to everyone then?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's weird as fuck. I've been eating Fruit Loops
for I feel like I'm more sensitive to it, but...
Well, milk, too, gives me like, oof.
You're gluten-free, Travis? Lactose?
No,
yeah,
I'm not.
Yeah, I think I am lactose.
Yeah, 95% of the dye comes out in your shit.
What? As it comes darker? Out darker?
Oh, blue or green, usually. Makes your shit green. It's the same reason those, if you saw the whole thing about the Halloween Whoppers, how they were making everybody shit green, that's the dye they use.
Back in the day, we had this cereal called Kaboom, and I'd eat so much of it that my shit would be multicolored. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. Like Play-Doh.
That's gross. It was multicolored.
Play-Doh. I was shitting Play-Doh.
That's not healthy if your shit comes out multiple colors from eating the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's multicolored cereal. Well,
I know,
so
but it should all amalgamate into one.
Yeah. I shit a rainbow.
That sounds yummy.
It was a Snapchat out of his ass.
Can you Snapchat that to us?
Well, I have to find Kaboom. I don't think they make it anymore.
Snapchat that to us?
Snacks Plissken.
Snacks Plissken. What do you know about Snacks Plissken, Isabel?
Say that one more time.
Snacks Plissken.
Puskin?
Plissken.
Plissken.
Placenta.
Puskin.
What do you know about Snacks Plissken?
Snack, that it sounds like Snack Puskin.
Why do you always go dirty?
Because you said it.
I said Plissken.
Plissken?
Kaboom was discontinued in 2010.
I got your Kaboom right here.
What is Snap Pushkin?
What?
Snacks Babushka.
What is it?
Snacks Pariah.
What is that?
I like that one more. Snacks Pariah.
What the fuck is it?
I'm writing that down. Fuck, I have a pen. Travis, you got a pen?
Yeah. It's in the book.
Write it down when you edit
exactly,
this.
Exactly, yeah. I already corrected. No, we're good.
I got it.
I'm going to edit the show, so I'll remember.
Write it in blood.
What the fuck is that?
That's not it.
Here's the pen, it's fucking dildo. It comes out.
You have to
no, it was
your
her breast.
To write.
Stick it in.
Oops, that's not.
If somebody handed you a dildo, what? Travis, or do you think if you handed somebody they didn't know what a dildo was, do you think they'd know what it was?
Well, are we talking like a realistic one?
Yeah.
Then they think they know.
And I would hope they would know what it looks like, what it is.
But do you think they know it's like for like masturbating? Or do you think they just think it's like a penis shaped
novelty
thing? Do you think they would immediately assume that they can use that on themselves?
I think they wouldn't, but
they found dildos that were 7,000 years old, so probably yeah.
Yeah, but they weren't all like shaped like that.
But I think like the longer you leave it around them, they'll get curious and be like, "Oh,
what have you ever seen that thing like the 7,000-year-old dildo online?"
Yeah, but they didn't have veins and shit.
It looked pretty real.
It wasn't ripped
for 7,000 years ago. It looked pretty realistic.
Well, I mean, everybody's been masturbating.
You know, we've only been having sex to recreate for who knows.
Yeah, we've only been having sex for 2,000 years, Travis.
Only 2,000, though.
Didn't they teach you anything at your Mormon mansion of schools? Or where do you pray? No, you're the Latter-day Saints guy.
No.
What are you?
Westboro Baptist.
No.
What is their church called?
He's Westboro Baptist.
Bessie? What the fuck is that bitch's name? The building where everybody congregates.
Travis is a Scientologist.
Isabel, do you eat the booty like groceries?
Ew, no. No.
Why not?
Just because, I'm not in the mood for it ever.
What, like groceries or booty?
Like booty. I'm not in the mood to eat the booty.
You never would be down for it, though?
Maybe after a shower. Like a good ass shower.
Like they have to take a shower?
Yeah.
I'm talking about you eating the booty like groceries.
That's why.
Okay.
Wait, go again there, Anthony.
Would you look at your boyfriend different if he ate your booty like groceries?
No, I wouldn't.
How about like groceries?
Groceries? No, I don't know. It's really hard.
How about for like?
That's what she said.
How about for like 10 items or less?
Express lane.
Can you do
better not throwing that 11th item, or I'll punch you in the throat.
Fucking paying with all your WIC vouchers and shit.
And coupons.
He almost like bursted.
No. I'm just thinking about like the WIC people.
Yeah, you're this fucking Walmart over here. You get stuck behind somebody with like 15 items. You're like, oh, this won't be bad. Then you find out it's 6 separate transactions that a manager has to verify each one of because it's a fucking...
Then they bring out their big ass fucking binder. It looks like a fucking science fair and shit, you know? Yeah. I'm like, Jesus, man. I was like, I don't need this sour cream. I just take it back. I just go to Food City.
You didn't put it back
in months.
Of course not. I put it back in the clothes section. I saw some FUPA right now at Walmart.
Really? What are the odds of that?
You know what a FUPA is?
No.
Someone didn't listen to last week's episode. Or see the cover photo for last week's episode.
I didn't have a phone.
Did you enjoy that? The cover photo I used for this week's episode. You like that one?
Foopa.
I think I know what that is.
I didn't take that.
When did you take that picture, Travis?
I found it on Google.
He took it of himself. It's a selfie.
You know what a foopa is?
Fuck?
A foopa is a fat...
Beer belly?
Yeah, right.
What the hell?
That's putting
a beer
mildly.
Belly would be so lucky.
A foopa is a fat upper...
It's the one story down from a beer belly.
It's technically a fat upper pubic area.
Yes.
Oh!
I like to say fat upper pussy area.
Oh, yeah. But there's guys with fupas, too.
Of course.
Call it pubic area.
Of course. Of course.
Of course.
But
equal opportunity.
But it's funnier when the women have it.
It's gross. What
because they...
About?
Dude, there were so many when
they
I
They like to put their waistline above it as to hide the fupa. And you're not hiding nothing.
What do they wear?
When I was looking for that photo, though, there were so many terrible ones that I couldn't even use.
You started throwing up?
Oh, it was bad. Like, you don't want to go past the first page of search results.
That's gross.
You might. It's like a train wreck.
My fupa be stinking, nigga.
What?
What? Like that? Like this one?
Do you encounter fupas at your workplace?
Yeah. I do.
How do you deal with the situation?
Just don't stare at it in the eye.
just don't make direct eye contact?
Exactly.
So, Anthony, tell us, share us a story. Share us a story.
Story. Shit. Well, yesterday, I was hanging out with some people, and we went to Steak and
lying.
Shake, which
no
is
friends.
Like a burger joint. And it's a 24-hour burger joint. So, we go through the drive-thru because we're in no condition to really get out and wait inside of a restaurant and all that stuff. So, we go through the drive-thru. It's not busy at all. So as soon as we get up to order, they're like, I'm sorry to inform you, but our drive-thru is closed. Like, they had no reason for their drive-thru to be closed at all for a 24-hour joint. No customers anywhere.
Yeah, that makes no
Why
sense.
Why aren't you fucking closed?
Were you there trying to order a 7x7 steak burger?
No, we were just going for 2 or 3 number ones.
Oh, okay.
What's the number one? Let's see.
It's just a double cheeseburger.
How many calories are in that burger?
Fuck if I know. I don't care.
The original.
But like, if you had to guess.
I don't know. 500? I don't know. I don't know what's normal. Fuck if... I don't follow that shit. Enough. I just eat.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
An original double and cheese steak burger is 450
calories. Wait. I find this, but I don't need your pity. Oh.
So then,
you said it's so sad.
No, I'm happy, man. I fucking eat whatever I want. I don't give
it's
a fuck.
It's very high in iron, though. That's good for you. Yeah. You won't
but
be
then,
anemic.
So we went to another Steak and Shake.
Damn, how many do you have over there?
I got cotton mouth like a motherfucker, so I'm like, I'm going to get a Coke because that'll happen right away. And the people that I was with, they got shakes, and those usually take about 5 to 10 minutes to make. I got my Coke 10 minutes after they got their shakes.
Maybe they were making it right there, fresh.
What, did, no. did they get a cookie butter or what flavor?
I don't know what they got. I just got a Coke.
They make steak burgers?
No. Well, it's like ground beef in a patty, and then they like almost like a can. Like it's got the shape of a can, but then they just smash it, and then it makes a burger.
Like in front of you? They smash it?
Yeah. Yeah, they do it on the grill, like right in front of you.
So they like wash their hand. They like you have to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if they scratch your butt? Like, with that, is that bad?
I mean, you can see them as they're cooking and say, "Hey, asshole, wash your fucking hands."
Hey, you scratched your butt. So do I get a discount on my burger?
Yeah, I mean, you can see them as they're cooking.
Their famous slogan is "Inside it must be right."
Damn straight. That's a good slogan.
What are you drinking?
Rail Splitter IPA.
They have one. Brewing
Company.
They have one in Tempe now. If you want to go to Steak and Shake, there.
Let's go.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Why not? Is it both down?
Let me see where it is.
The down.
Stick this on the road.
Take the laptop with you.
I don't know where it is.
It's in Tempe.
Well, I fucking know that.
Damn it. Isabel, how come you didn't go get Hungry Howie's with us?
Because you didn't invite me.
No, we did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah?
Because I don't know what that is.
Damn.
Oh. We invited you.
No, you didn't.
Damn.
Of course, because I told Travis to invite you, so I mean, of course he would have done it. Right, Travis?
Damn.
I thought you invited her.
No, no one invited me. And
damn.
I was alone. Just kidding.
And I was alone. Yeah, right. Motherfucker, it was a Saturday, so we know you weren't alone.
Damn.
How do you know?
Oh, we know, Isabel.
Damn.
Isabel, if I was a woman, I would probably be exactly like the way you are.
What does that mean?
No, that's a good thing.
But what does that mean? How am I?
You're not. It's cool because you're not a. Well, for one, you're not like a politician, so that's cool.
Damn.
You're not very opinionated on like stupid shit, which is good.
Damn.
And like, you just chill.
Damn.
Now, if I was a woman, I'd want to be like that.
Damn.
Word.
Yeah. And I like your hair. I'd want to have that hair too.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to look like the lead singer of
Coheed and Cambria. I want to shave your head and put your hair on top of my head.
Enough. Don't go there.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
I want to scalp you.
Yeah. Too far.
Like, I want to get your hair, just your hair, and, like, make a fupa out of it.
Yeah. You're going to make a merkin out of it?
Mm-hmm.
I want to cut off your skin and wear it with my wiener tucked in.
Well, cut off my wiener, too, and then put my hair, the wiener on your hair.
You're going to stretch my skin.
You do know what a merkin is, right?
A merka?
Merkin.
No.
That's what she said.
Do you know what a merkin is, Anthony?
Is that, like, for your pubes?
Yeah, it's a pube toupee.
Pube toupee.
Merkin.
I've seen it.
Why'd you need that?
They use it sometimes in like film, movie production.
Do you watch a lot of those films?
No.
Platinums.
On Nickel Wednesdays or whatever. Yeah.
Did you say Platinums?
He did.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been there. So I don't really care.
He's never been there.
How much?
He claims.
I'm kidding. No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't have been there. His timetable wouldn't allow it. His schedule wouldn't. His agenda wouldn't allow it, Travis.
I was cut off from the world.
He had blue body. You know what I mean?
Blue body.
What does that mean?
Isabel, what do you want it to mean?
I want it to mean, you know, like your definition of it.
I want your definition of it.
I was cut off from the world.
Yeah.
No internet? What? I don't know.
Like.
Might as well.
Like, it was like, fuck the world. I mean, fuck the government, you know? Do you have braces? Oh, okay.
His life was like using the internet at work. That's what you're saying.
You were horny all the time?
Excuse me?
He was horny all the time?
Were you horny all the time, Anthony, during your stay in Yuma, Arizona?
No. I can't, no.
Okay.
That was okay.
But you thought about it. You hesitated.
You thought about being horny?
Once or twice.
I mean, sometimes you find out through, like, sleep deprivation and shit that there's sometimes it's there's stuff more important, like sleep or eating.
But, like, what is whole body blue balls?
Well, it's cut off from the world. I'm not really going to get into it.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just saying per how small Yuma is and how much people fucking talk, I'm not really going to get into it.
How, what would you say has been your most, like, blue ballsy moment while you were here? Anything in particular?
You know what? You know what? I really can't say anything because at the moment, I wasn't even trying to do anything for me. I'm one of those people who's more concerned about the people around me and keeping them happy. And when they're happy, I'm more happy. So during the moment of going through everything, I didn't feel like I was missing out. Until I reached, you know, the point that I'm at now, and then I look back. Now I'm like, fuck, I missed out.
Like you look back at it?
Yeah. Like when I look back, then I'm like, fuck, I missed out on some shit, you know, but...
Do you miss looking back at it?
I never looked back at it. In that sense.
So, you don't miss looking back at it?
You want me to miss looking back at it?
I don't know. Do you?
Do you want me to, Gordo? If you want me to, I will miss looking back at it.
Do you miss looking back at it?
I miss them looking back at it.
Who's them?
Just them in general.
What? Are you okay, Isabel?
Yeah. Keep going.
I miss looking back at it. That's what
she said. I did.
No, see, no, think about the position you're in when you're looking back at it. That's not the position you want to be in.
I get it. No, I know. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Gay sex, Travis. Yeah. Do you know what gay sex is, Travis?
Yeah.
It's that thing you do on Fridays. Oh. It's called gay sex. Have you ever been pegged?
No.
Oh, when were we talking about this?
Exactly.
When were you talking about this?
I'll admit this. I didn't know that peg had a specific definition.
Yeah.
Because it gets thrown around a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to peg her. I pegged that girl last night.
Yeah.
I didn't know I had an actual specific fucking definition. Wait. Anthony, do you know what peg means?
I thought it was like when a girl fucks a guy in the ass with a strap.
Yeah, he knows too.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, I didn't fucking know that was the specific definition. So
you really need to listen to Dan Savage's
podcast. I don't know. You brought it up somehow.
I did.
You should listen to Dan Savage's podcast. You'd really learn a lot.
I don't need to.
You'd enjoy it.
I don't listen to white people.
I don't feel like a better human being by knowing what peg means. I just use the term loosely.
You get all sorts of creative ideas, though.
Wait, what? Define creative, Travis. Yeah.
Creative should be what and you how. Make up, not what people teach you.
Well, I know, but you might get some inspiration.
You should.
What kind of inspiration have you gotten, Travis?
I'm not getting into
from
that.
Dan
Savage. Yeah.
Tell us
some things you've learned from the past six months.
Well, I need to believe you when you say you
might get to... That was where I learned about pegging.
So what inspiration did you get from pegging?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say from that specifically.
Well, that was your example.
Tell us about pegging. I mean, what do you know about pegging? Do you enjoy pegging?
What is it like?
I've never done it, as I said.
Would you be open to it?
I don't know.
That's yes.
A yes. Uh-huh.
That means yes.
If it's not a no, it's a yes.
Yeah.
Hey, don't eat them. I want one. Come on, bitch.
Fuck you.
to all our female listeners, if you want to peg Travis, he's down for it.
Want one more?
No, I'm good. This one should be good for the road.
Isabel, would you peg Travis?
No. I'm sorry.
Why not?
Because, like, I don't know, like, he has to say yes.
He did say yes.
But not to me.
Travis, would you let Isabel peg you?
Sure.
There you go.
So you would then?
I mean, I guess. I'd be sad about it.
Why? Why that would you be sad?
That makes me feel good.
Why would you be sad about it?
Just because, like, anal is painful.
But he said yes, so.
Yeah, you said that no because he didn't say yes.
But it'd be sad because, like, I know what it feels like.
So you wouldn't do it then?
I mean, if you really wanted me to, like, I'd do it, but I'd be like, oh, you're going to regret it.
So, yes, you would do it?
I'd peg Anthony.
Oh, you peg Anthony?
You don't even know who I am.
What? Exactly.
Why would you peg Anthony but not Travis?
Because he's far away.
So you got a big one?
Yeah. Big enough for
She's
you.
She's got a 1,600 mile dildo. Ready to go.
Where is it? Where is it? No, why wouldn't you peg Travis?
Why won't you peg Travis, all right?
That's not what I asked you. Yeah. That wouldn't be pegging, that'd be Travis's Friday. I think we established that already.
I didn't think you normally fucked me on a Friday.
Taking off fingers.
You backed yourself into that one, didn't you?
You backed yourself into that one. You just agreed that Friday was your gay sex day.
Travis is backing it up.
Do you look back at it, Travis?
You were the one backing it up during the credits.
Bend down, flip it, and reverse it.
No.
It's your friend Anthony.
So then you wouldn't peg Travis?
You know what? No, because it hurts, Travis. Don't do it.
But what if it hurts Anthony?
I'm just kidding, Anthony. I won't do it to you either.
My anus hurts just thinking about it, just so you know.
It should. It should.
Who would you peg?
I don't think I'd peg anyone.
Would you peg your boyfriend?
No.
Oh, right. What's his name? Brian.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah?
Fuck yeah. I'd peg him so fucking hard.
You should go to get a fucking Mandingo dildo for that one.
Yeah.
Would you stick this in Brian's butt? I'm bothered
just thinking about pegging Brian.
Yeah.
You want some?
No.
He's saving all 35 servings for later.
He's hoping I
do. No one likes candy corn.
I fucking love candy corn.
That's the worst fucking candy invention known to
me. Oh my god, finally, yeah, somebody that agrees with me.
Fuck you, Chicago man.
They made candy corn once.
What were you gonna ask though? Do you think you could?
Do you think you could eat this whole bag?
No, I'm not gonna eat 5,200 calories of fucking candy corn at once.
I bet you could though.
Why? Cause I'm fat.
Exactly.
Well, go get some more. We'll do a challenge. There you go.
You're Peter Griffin. You know, fuck all you. Fuck you. Fuck everybody. I take it back. I don't want to be you anymore.
We're going with fucking cliche jokes and shit.
I like how it's autumn mix too. Because it's got the pumpkins too. Okay, and it's got the brown candy corn. It's got the white. it's got the white people candy corn. The politically correct candy corn.
Shut the fuck up. You don't want any? Dude, stop reading it.
He's all butthurt. Come on.
We want to read what kind of shit you're eating.
Does it have blue?
No, hey man, I love.
It's got blue one in it. Good luck.
I love candy corn.
Oh man, let Travis touch it. He might shit himself on the podcast.
Travis, eat one.
Anytime the word ingredients contains the word shellac, you know it's going to be a good time.
Hey, that's
shellacking.
That's dangerous.
It has shellac.
Nah, you can go ahead. There's nothing in here.
I just wanted to see what you.
There's nothing in there. Go ahead.
Oh my god.
Are you sure?
There's nothing in there that I'm ashamed of.
Let him feed you.
My notes are very like.
Gordo, feed her.
Cody, you know.
Remember, small objects such as hard and soft candies may inadvertently become lodged in the throat.
Have you talked about all these?
I don't even know, man.
What's...
Wow, this doesn't even expire until next June.
What? Say that again.
Naginta.
Say it in English.
Naginta.
There you go.
Naginta.
What is that?
Naginta.
Naginta.
Naginta, please.
That's cool. That's what you wrote down. Talk about.
It's but no, this is a collection of thoughts, not one thought. A collection.
That's all.
This is what
said.
This is what he writes when his hand gets full
throughout the days and weeks of the year.
That's what he writes when his hand is full.
You also got to remember some of these are tailored to specific people. I don't have the names of them on here. Each week I'll start a new page and that'll be the week of the show.
Oh.
So you're looking at weeks here. So when you go from one page to the other, you're gonna get it out of context because that's a different week, different things that came up.
I just thought they were just like your thoughts, and you just jot them down.
No, yeah, but
the
way
based on the week.
Like if you want to learn the code of the book, it's structured by the week and the gatherings. Because you try to order the chicken nugget, but you cannot.
Okay.
Yeah. So
who is it?
Nobody. I was knocking on the table. But yeah, guys.
Yeah.
I heard a knock.
That was Gordo knocking on the table.
Who is it?
It's the police.
Get out of here.
MLA format.
Why do you have MLA format written in there?
I don't know.
What are you doing? What paper are you doing citations for?
But yeah, man.
Fuck, there was something I was going to ask, too. I thought about this morning. I was like, I need to bring that up on the podcast. You know,
boring.
That was funny.
I'm just kidding, Travis. I'm just talking.
Ew, stop.
Donk.
Garbage day.
Okay.
Are we at that point of the show already?
Okay. This is what gets edited out. Now you know what gets edited out of the show each fucking week. Now you know why all my episodes are short.
Well, we get everything out in the first like 30 minutes and then the rest is just filler.
Looking up shit on YouTube.
All filler, no thriller. Good album.
Sum 41.
Exactly.
Yep. I miss Sum 41.
Isabel, you got any last words?
I mean, no.
Before we take you out back and put you down? For ruining Christmas?
I would have gotten away with it, too.
I haven't waited for you meddling kids.
Yeah. Let me say it, but okay.
No, go ahead. Like,
but oh, what a no dick.
Go ahead and say it. I'll cut my part out.
I don't
want to
say it.
Say what?
Your mom. Okay. That's it.
What did I miss?
What?
I don't know.
What happened?
¿Qué dijiste, güey?
I love it.
Fuck. You took it up a notch.
I inhaled a piece of meat earlier.
You 62'd it up. God damn, dude. Hey, you alright? Anthony. Are you okay, sir?
I've fallen and I can't get up.
I've fallen and I can't get up. That's what he said. Hey!
This mic right here. Going.
Turn her mic off.
Okay. Yeah,
just turn my headphones mic up.
No, so Isabel, thank you.
You're welcome.
You wanna plug your channel? Whatever.
Local programming.
You want to put your next
please donate.
Stand
up, please donate local programming. Thank you.
You don't want to like plug your next like stand up appearance or
no? Thank you.
Are you going on tour or anything soon?
Not soon.
Going on tour.
When are you going? When's the next like tour date or?
We're still in talks. We're still in some
you're still works. In talks with DirecTV.
DirecTV.
Yes.
Okay.
Why would DirecTV?
Well, maybe next time we'll have you on here and we can do like a couples. Next session.
Oh, like
count me out.
No, I mean like with your boyfriend.
Yeah, count me out.
Well, you can be here too. Actually, we only have four inputs. We'll share a mic.
Oh.
We can share a mic.
I got some. Well, Clyde doesn't talk much, so.
Who's Clyde?
Can you get Clyde on the line, please?
He's right here. He's shaking paw.
Make him like talk and stuff.
He doesn't fucking bark unless there's something to bark at.
Tell him a Vengar.
Vengar.
What do you do?
He's watching me fucking knock, so I can't knock to make him bark.
Can you tell him to pick up the mic and then talk to us?
He won't talk. He's an asshole.
Can we hear him breathing?
No, he's not even breathing through his mouth right now.
Is he okay?
Yeah.
They breathe through their nose. You didn't know that, right?
Put it in his butt.
Okay. Yeah, because I want to fucking smell that on my fucking headphones and shit.
Yeah.
What do you think all these mics and headphones smell like? He's farted in half of them.
Yeah, he just smelled it. That wasn't black originally. That used to be red.
And the one he's using was white.
You're right.
Did you hear him exhale at all? No?
No, because no, Gordo's fucking yelling and shit.
Ha!
Isabel, can you do that laugh? Let's hear it. Let's hear your attempt.
Your 62-year-old laugh. Can't.
Try it. There you go. Dang, he's got your laugh down, Travis. His might even be better than yours.
Mine sounds less forced.
No, oh, damn, call him out.
I think Anthony has an experience with that laugh.
I practice in my downtime.
You look back at it.
It's his text tone.
Oh, looking back at it?
Yeah.
Look back at it.
Does Jimmy look back at it?
Back at it.
Does he?
Better hear that song.
Isabel, do you look back at it?
Sometimes.
Yeah, she does.
Is that like your go-to move? Like, is that your...
Well, usually my hair is in my face, so I can't see.
So you can't tell where you're...
Exactly.
Your, what is it, Cousin It or whatever?
Exactly.
There we go.
Chicles, raspados, bolis,
pingüino,
churros locos,
camote, right? Isn't it?
Elote, yeah. Isn't it?
Visas.
No, camote is the.
In Chicago, they sell like elotes and pepinos with the fucking horn, like the bike horn.
Do you buy them?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
All right, Isabel and Anthony.
Okay.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
Anthony right here.
Where? Show me.
Yeah.
Video call.
I was going to say. It's gonna
all right, let's switch it right now.
Okay, he's switching.
I'm going to show you Clyde's balls.
Show us. Show us the balls.
AR.
He's looking at me funny. He was all upset because he wasn't in the room with me while I was doing this podcast.
I can't go. I don't know if I have enough. Hold on. Let me do this carefully.
Send us the video.
Can't.
Where's the video? He has to send it.
Send it.
Okay. Send us.
I'll put it in the freezer.
Anthony, send us the video.
Yeah, I'll put it in the freezer.
But next to the chili.
No, we're like ready.
Yeah, next to the chili. See, Isabel's got it.
I got it.
We want video.
Anthony, do
oh,
it.
Man, wants to show this a video. Accept all videos on this call.
Show us Clyde.
Clyde, come here.
Except we're not seeing
it's
you
like
yet.
It's like a black
blob. Hold on,
he
my has, video.
No, that's us.
He oh, wait, that's yet. You.
Yeah, I'm the black blob.
What up?
Are you going to show us your dick now?
Gonna look back at it?
Hello?
No, I'll show you. Hold on.
That's full penis.
Is that a... Is that like a... Curtains? Like the little bag of curtains?
What?
Or like sheets, maybe.
Are those new sheets?
What?
Are those new sheets next to you?
Yeah.
Can we see the sheets?
Can we watch you put them on your bed?
Microfiber sheet set. What's the this is fun.
Twin size.
This is like an unboxing. Are you going to put them up right now?
No, they go on the fold-out mattress on this couch.
Uh-huh. Goddamn, fool, where's that beard at? Where's Anthony? And where did you do? What'd you do with him?
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No, I've seen it in some of the pictures. Fuck! Sorry.
Boom.
Clyde, get your ass over here.
I can't hear you because I got the headphones
He's not wearing headphones.
Hook him up with those Beats, with those Dre's.
Here you go, Clyde.
Clyde! Can you hear me, boy? A finger. Yeah, motherfucker, he can't hear me. He's like, who the fuck is that?
Aww. Clyde needs a headphone amp.
He's so cute.
Are you blowing his face?
Yeah.
He still hates that shit?
He tries to bite it.
I miss
it,
Clyde, man. He's so fun.
I remember this is what I do.
He used to eat everything.
I work on planes, and that's what I fucking do.
Wait, what is that?
Oh, you know.
Oh. Clyde knows. What you doing there, buddy?
You know.
What you doing there, Mr. Joe Badass Gamer?
Splitting it. Gutting it. Rolling it.
Fucking A, just because you're out of the military, man.
Exactly. Yeah,
time to utilize that beard.
No shame to my game.
Chicago man.
Chicago wind.
And we can see yeah. Okay.
What, you didn't want to see his camel toe?
Careful there with the fupa next time. You're getting gross now. Isabel, look at Isabel's hair. It's like doing things.
I electrocuted her.
Is that a gold hat? What the fuck?
No, it's metallic.
Are you Persian?
Like, the way the light reflects on it dictates the way it reflects.
Blackhawks?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't see real well.
Bobby Orr.
Bobby Orr.
Hey, that's what my pinball machine is.
I know. That's why I said it, so you'd get it.
Okay.
Set it and forget it.
Thank you.
I was looking for the coaster and the shoes. Let me see if they were lingering. But you don't have them here today. The
fucking coaster and shoes, man.
And the wiener schnitzel. I guess you put it away.
This time for real.
Yeah.
What?
I'm prepared this time.
Look at this. Look at this setup, though. Just to like do this
is
shit.
Is that a humidifier in like the middle of everything?
That's what I said.
It's holding down her mic. The gooseneck is too long, and that bass on that mic stand's not heavy enough.
That's so not
it's
ghetto.
It's a juicer.
That's disgusting. I don't know how you eat that shit.
If this was Isabel, would it still be okay?
What is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, what is that supposed to mean?
I'd rather see Isabel.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with her vagina.
But it does have to do something with my tits.
No, I'm not a tits guy.
Oh my god.
I'm a manny type guy, you know? I'm all about that ass.
Uh-oh.
Rock pads.
Are you all about your tits, Isabel?
I do like my boobs. I do.
What size are your boobs?
Like 34B.
B?
Yeah, I'm tiny, but like I like them.
But I thought you make it sound like they're bigger. So I was like,
but they
I was expecting like
big.
A C cup or.
No, not a C. Like they're like good.
That's a B cup?
Yeah.
Travis, that's a B cup?
That's a bee.
That don't look like a bee, right? Don't they look like C's?
I'll tell you right now.
I'd say C. Let me see.
Get the fuck
away. No, those don't look like bees.
I swear. These are maybe C-cup I'm just pants. Wearing a wrong
These are C-cup pants.
Today's episode is sponsored by Delicious Candy Corn. Get your 3-pound bags for $2.50 at your local Walmart.
You'd probably look like Erykah Badu in humidity.
Badu? I look like
Yeah, just a giant fucking fro
kid.
Out to here.
Is she on the internet?
What the fuck? Travis, did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
That lock away.
Is she on the internet?
Is she someone I can Google or some shit? Who is that?
It's that Gordo shit.
It's everything he texts me.
Is she on the internet?
This is about sanity check.
So I'm directing traffic fucking to parking. And all of a sudden I get this grumbling in my tumbly. And I'm like, shit. So I change my breathing patterns, trying to fucking just hold it in as long as I fucking possibly can. Eventually I reach the point where I can't fucking hold it anymore. So I go behind a dumpster, I'm fucking wall sitting on the fence, and I just fucking drop it.
Was so it like it was just like a log, like that's it, and then like clean?
No, it wasn't a log. It was very loose.
Yeah, okay.
So then I use my sock. So I'm minus one sock at this point. So then our next spot where we have to work is where we hand out like water and Gatorade to the marathon runners. So we're setting up the tables and shit. And I see a bathroom. So I'm like, all right, I'm good. There's a bathroom right over there. I'm going to go to the bathroom. The fucking door's locked. And it's a football field, so it's like open space in a little building in the middle, the concession stand type building. And mm-hmm. So there's no bathroom anywhere. I can't walk across the field to the woods to shit because everyone will see me walking across the field to go shit in the woods. So I find a little blind spot on the concession stand area, and I fucking drop down, take another shit. So now I'm down two socks, which means I have nothing left to wipe with. In case shit hits the fan, literally and figuratively. So, luckily, after this, we go to the area where all the porta-potties are. So I take a bunch of toilet paper from the porta-potties and just throw it in my back pocket. But I didn't even shit after that.
That's funny. Yeah.
But I worked 8 hours without socks. And it was very uncomfortable.
It's just funny to think of you like walking with one sock and then walking with no socks. That's funny.
Oh.
That's fucked up, but whatever.
Fucking Brax.
All right, man.
Yeah, I think we're done. See you next week.
Are we?
I think we're done.
Yeah.
Are we?
We've extended.
You sure?
We've gone past. Sure? Our lease is
positive.
Ow.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys. Isabel, thank you for coming and being on our show. Appreciate it. Good stuff. Always thank you for your donation as well.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate it. Anthony, thank you for your donation. I actually didn't even think that you guys are like our top donators, so
Woo!
It's kind of cool that you guys are here together.
High five.
Yeah, you know. We appreciate you guys, our favorite listeners. Thank you. Thank you for all your help and support. And Anthony, thank you for taking time out of your busy Sunday afternoon to talk to us and, play along.
I'm just going
to
watch African handball in a little bit. No big deal.
Yeah, sometimes, Trey needs to have a little fun, too. So
the inner Trey.
Yeah. Travis, you got any last words?
No, I didn't have one last time, and I still don't have another one.
Subscribe and donate and follow and all that shit.
Rate, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah.
And suggest our page to your friends.
It'll really help us if you like my comment. Comment down below.
Yeah. Leave constructive criticism, interview you guys, bitches.
To put you in the newspaper?
If you don't like me calling you a bitch, then say it.
Send nudes.
Bitch. You're part of the newspaper?